Well, come on, here we are. We're in May. The weather is good. Only one thing we need to just make life in Cambridge that little bit even more special. That would be a beer week, wouldn't it? Yes, well, the Cambridge Beer Quarter is organising a multiple-venue beer festival to run the whole of next week. And I'm joined on the line by one of the organisers, Hayley Bellegrini from the Alexander Arms. Hayley, hi.
Hi.
How are you? Busy at the moment, I guess, getting ready for this.
All good. Just, kind of running around quite a bit at the moment, trying to make sure everything's kind of all sorted and things. But yeah, it's great actually doing this with a group of other people that all do the same thing as we do. And so they kind of get it and everyone's on board and everyone's pitching in.
This is fabulous, isn't it? Yeah. Because in some other villages and towns that I've lived in, sort of pubs effectively go into competition against each other by, we're holding our beer. Oh, no, we're holding our beer. But you're pulling everyone together. You're all doing it together. What's coming up next week? Lots of beer by the sound of it.
This has the potential to be something really quite massive, because across the six venues, over the week we'll have more than 250 different real ale, ciders and craft beers. We've got different bits of entertainment on and everything, as well as special food and things. There's a competition running at the moment for the Alex, where you get to design the burger that we sell throughout the beer festival. And you get to win one of them on a festival pint if we choose your burger. There's lots of charities involved as well. Each one of us, people from the venues, have chosen a local charity. And Gearset have very kindly donated the festival glasses to us. So we can sell those and put that money towards charity. As well as each of the venues, we're all going to donate 10 pence from every festival pint sold to these six charities as well. So hopefully next week, we will not only support local breweries, local businesses, and provide a community event, but also raise some much needed money for local charities.
So this is great, because as I understand it then, from what you've been saying, certain pubs are supporting certain local breweries and certain charities. So everybody's got an excuse to go out every night of the week and every lunchtime of the week, haven't they?
Well, yeah, it's for charity.
Exactly. That's it. <Yeah. laughs> And you can't go, and you're not going to the same pub every day. You're going to a different pub and tasting different beers.
Exactly.
This sounds brilliant.
Yeah, and you can actually even win a prize if you visit all six venues. Then as you go to each venue, you will get a stamp in your programme. Then once you've done all six, you fill in a little piece of paper, go into a prize draw, and you might win a meal for two or whatever the prizes are. We've got six different prizes. Each of those venues has donated a prize as well.
Fantastic, fantastic.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about the breweries first of all, because these really are local breweries, aren't they? They're not from far away, any of them.
We have got some slightly further afield, but mainly local breweries, yeah, because we wanted to make sure that we were supporting them and things as well. The Blue Moon has actually done an actual collaboration brew and things as well. So they've actually been down to the brewery and everything. You're going to get lots of information and different stuff and everything else from each of these events and things like that. We've got some different Meet the Brewer events as well going on throughout the week. All of the events are actually on our website, which is www.cambeerquarter.uk. And then it's got all the times, it's got what's going on and what venue, it's got a map as well so that you can see where each of the places are, it's got our opening hours, all of that kind of stuff.
Okay, and you mentioned there's six charities. What are those? Have you got a list of those to hand? Who are people going to be supporting?
We at the Alex, we're actually supporting the Cambridge Food Bank. Just because the last couple of years and things like that, we just feel like it's a very important one to do. That was the one that we chose. And then there's Arthur Rank Hospice. I believe it's the Geldheart that's supporting them. The Sick Children's Trust is Cambridge Blue. Something to Look Forward To, I believe that's the Petersfield. The Kite Trust, I think that's actually the Blue Moon. And then CBF, I believe, is Calvin is. So, yeah, there's lots of very local charities.
And across a range of charities. Across a range of things that they're supporting as well, which is always so important, isn't it?
Yeah, and the nice thing is as well, because obviously some of the venues, like the Cambridge Blue, is a bigger venue than something like the Petersfield and things like that. So what we're doing is to make sure that each of those charities gets an equal share, all of the money from the sale of the glasses and from the 10 pences from each festival pint is all getting pooled, and then we're dividing it equally between those
Oh,
six charities.
that's excellent. That's really
Yeah.
excellent. Fantastic. So really, we just need loads of people to go out and start drinking, don't we? That's all it is.
Well, yes. That would be very nice. And the sun is going to shine all week. And people are going to be responsible drinkers and eat as they go as well and pace themselves. And yes, it's going to be fabulous.
And I mean,
Yeah, no.
this whole thing, this Cambridge Beer Quarter, is this now a thing? Are we going to get signs? You are now entering the Cambridge Beer Quarter. Is this something that you think is going to start and be a permanent feature of Cambridge life?
It would be nice, wouldn't it? I think what the name, because we were trying to think of a name for it, and we didn't want to call it the Petersfield Area Festival, because obviously one of the pubs is called the Petersfield, and it makes it sound like it's, kind of just them and things, and this is a collaboration thing. And it was actually Jethro from the Cambridge Blue that said he seems to remember that years ago that area used to be called the Beer Quarter. So that's what we went with. So
Fantastic.
yeah.
Fantastic. Well, let's hope it's the first of many. It's a great way to raise money. It's a great way, as you say, not only to support local breweries, but to support your local pubs. Because you guys, you've had it tough over the past couple of years, haven't you? And we do need people back out, enjoy, as you say, doing it responsibly, but back out enjoying something that is just part of British life. And we can't be doing without it, can we?
No, exactly. And the support that we've had, Camera have been fantastic. As soon as we kind of, said when they announced that they wouldn't be able to do theirs, and we said, well, do you mind if we use that week to do ours? And they were like, no, great. And they blogged about it straight away and put it on all their website and everything. And they're actually sharing it nationally as well. So yeah, they've been fully behind us, which has been great.
Fantastic. Well,
Yeah.
it sounds like a wonderful event, as you say, booked at just the right time of the year. The Cambridge Beer Quarter Festival is getting underway Monday through to Saturday next week. Hayley, thanks so much indeed for coming on and telling us about it.
All right, thank you very much.